Conrad Hilton is not only known for the hotel chain that bears his name. Because of him and the legacy he left on his death, thousands, if not millions, of people have been helped through the grants the Hilton Foundation provides to women religious the world over. Since 1986 alone, the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation for Sisters has given over $159 million U.S. dollars to 750 congregations of women religious. This money has been used to fund projects in 160 countries. Vice President of Strategy and Programs for the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation, Mark Hawley, visited the Dicastery for Communication along with Sister Jane, Associate Vice President, Program Operations and Head of the Catholic Sisters Initiative. In an interview with Vatican News, Mr. Hawley explained Conrad Hilton's vision and specific ways the Conrad Hilton Foundation funds women religious and their ministries. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mark Hawley. You represent the Hilton Foundation for Sisters Project, and we know that this has been a very important way that the Hilton family has been able to prolong the legacy of its founder, Conrad Hilton, over the years since his death. Why did Conrad Hilton want his legacy to primarily go toward the work that women religious do throughout the world?
Sure. Thanks for having me. Conrad Hilton was a very religious man, and from his earliest days, he was very prayerful, and he was affected by the contributions of the Catholic sisters. So in his last will, he specified that the sisters were especially deserving of the foundation's benefactions.
And over the years, you've been able to actually go out and meet some of the sisters in the field. But why was it particularly necessary to go to these sisters in order to promote the greater vision that Conrad Hilton left?
Well, really, the sisters have such a broad reach. They are the ones who accompany people living in conditions of disadvantage around the world. They walk alongside them. They comfort them. But not only that, they help them build sustainable lives. They train them in job skills training. They help them to establish a way of earning for themselves. And that was consistent with Mr. Hilton's entrepreneurial spirit as well. So I think the sisters bring together many aspects of what was important to Mr. Hilton.
And can you mention some of the particular grants that have been given recently and the particular factors or areas in the world that the foundation has been able to help?
So the foundation's investments in the sisters span across four different strategy areas. The first is an investment in the formal education of sisters and also their formation. These investments are added with investments in sustainability of congregations and care for the elderly sisters. In addition to that, there's investments to help the sisters in their ministries with children and families, and also a newer investment area in stopping human trafficking and helping survivors to recover and build lives of prosperity. Additionally to that, we aim to elevate the voices of sisters as advocates for their communities and for themselves. And finally, research and evaluation. When we know about the great contributions that sisters are making, that information can be fed back into the programming that we do and into their work as well.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this, the work of the foundation with us. Also, thank you for going out and finding those women religious that have wonderful projects that do need funding in order to survive.
Absolutely. It's an honor. And the work of the sisters inspires me personally and certainly is something that the foundation will be funding long into the future.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The Dicastery for Communication is also a beneficiary of the Catholic Sisters Initiative, of the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation. The Dicastery has launched the Pentecost Project because of a grant the Dicastery has received. Women religious have been able to subscribe to L'Osservatore Romano free for 1 year. Other sisters will receive on-site training and communication in the Dicastery offices in Rome, while others will be able to attend online classes in communication. And the Dicastery is publishing one article weekly in 10 languages describing the ministries women religious are engaged in.